If you think of Sweetbriar as a genteel Southern women's college, then you're probably not surprised to hear this story open with the sound of horses' hooves. Yes, horseback riding is a long tradition here on this 3,250-acre campus, and sure, there's lots of other traditions you might associate with an historic all-women's college. Take the Holla Holla chant. But here's another sound you'll hear at Sweetbriar today. That's the sound of a robotic car running in a mechatronics class. It's part of the engineering program here. Of 45 women's colleges in the U.S., Sweetbriar is one of only two that has the accreditation necessary to offer a four-year degree in engineering.
And they would both turn on at their max speed with this.
Programs like this that train students for high-demand, high-paying STEM jobs may be one key to keeping Sweetbriar in business.
Which gives it full 5 volts.
This particular class is small, just 6 young women. But it means lots of individual attention for engineering majors like Maddie Lee.
So do I even need this digital right?
You do, actually.
I got into schools like Virginia Tech, UVA, UMD, and I was a little nervous at being all women. I went to a big co-ed high school, so this is about a fourth the size of that. But I came here, and I just absolutely loved it. So I'm really, really happy I came.
Like many of the young women here, Maddie doesn't quite fit the stereotype of a student at an all-women's college. Unless, of course, the stereotype you have in mind is a whip-smart engineer-in-training who's programming a robot.
I think it's MC1 and MC3 because those are...
Maddie is only a junior, but she already has a job lined up working for the U.S. Navy when she graduates. In fact, the Navy is helping to pay her tuition.
So I have that lined up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then after that, you send it the PWM signal.
Engineering department chair Hank Yoakum is teaching this class. He says he loves the small size.
It's often very informal, lots of people working on projects, a lot of hands-on experience.
In fact, in last year's Technology in Society class, Hank's students worked with a Brazilian man who had lost both arms and legs in an electrical accident.
We've been working with him for a while. It's a really challenging problem.
So the students designed and delivered a prosthetic arm.
That allowed him to brush his teeth for the first time in 13 years since he had his accident. We actually thought we'd probably bring it back to tweak more, but he really wanted to keep that. So really powerful educational experience for our students, but also for us. So we have an event for high school students coming up, not this weekend, but the next. And they're making an optical bass guitar. And that's what you're hearing over there.
Strengthening the engineering program is a high priority for Sweetbriar President Phil Stone.
Engineering program is really important to us, not only to give another choice to young women who come here, but for those who retain any kind of caricature of a women's college as something that involves no more than white gloves and pearls, if that ever was the case, this trumps that just immediately, because engineering is serious business, and our women here are serious, whatever they major in.
So would that be a way to, like, turn it right or left?
A half century ago, there were 230 women's colleges in the U.S. Now there are 45. Of course, back then, many universities didn't accept female students, so a woman who wanted a higher education needed to attend a women's college. Today, the situation is drastically different. Women outnumber men on co-ed campuses in the U.S. They earn more bachelor's degrees and generally higher grades. So are women-only colleges still relevant?
Well, I certainly believe women colleges are as relevant now as they ever have been in history.
That's Michelle Ozumba, president of the Women's College Coalition.
What they have in common is gender is not the leading definition of who you are in that environment. There's an expectation that you're there to succeed, and you have a voice, and you have an opportunity to discover your whole self.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so you might make it 100 or something like that.
Back in mechatronics class, Sweetbriar junior Maddie Lee agrees with that assessment.
Coming to a women's college makes a really bold stance that you are all for women in leadership positions. I think they're great, and I think they'll be around for a little longer.
In the end, of course, Sweetbriar's brush with closure may be all the proof you need that women's colleges are on their way out. But look at it this way. A year ago, Sweetbriar's leadership had given up on the school, and then students, both past and present, banded together, ignored the experts, and found a way to surmount insurmountable financial challenges. That took strength, generosity, and grit. If nothing else, that may speak to the continuing value of an all-women's college education. For WMRA News, I'm Emily Richardson-Lorente.